Other than a few hints of moonlight peering through the clouds, a flashlight is the only source of light that we have on this tour. Statues of angels and obelisks that seem perfectly normal during the day take on an unworldly quality in the setting.
If there's a mean, nasty ghost in this cemetery, it's right here.
Tour guide Raymond Thal takes us to the grave of Lester Drake. Drake was a pioneer of the early mining settlement that would eventually become Black Hawk. He died in 1889, and his headstone is a massive, hand-carved limestone replica of a mining cabin.
When they were unloading this, they brought it out on a wagon, but it evidently fell, and it fell on the sculptor. And he was injured to a degree that he didn't survive it.
But Lester Drake is just one of the 67,000 people buried here in an industrial neighborhood on the east side of Denver. Other names may sound a bit more familiar for the history buffs, names like Tabor, Evans, Elitch, and Rout. Inside the cemetery's quaint one-room chapel, Patricia Carmody pages through one of a dozen massive, well-worn leather books.
Sometimes it'll give you a reason why they died. It might say gunshot or appendicitis.
Carmody is director of the Fairmount Heritage Foundation, a preservation group. For the past 11 years, they've been working to preserve the diminishing legacy of Riverside.
But they have different notations in here that really make you wonder what that person's life was like, what brought them here.
But this once prestigious Denver cemetery has largely been forgotten over time. The grass has long died away. Many gravestones are dilapidated and some neglected. And when the freight trains pass by every 30 minutes, it's loud enough to literally wake the dead.
It's location, location, location.
Raymond Thal is one of Riverside's many volunteers and a local Denver historian.
I mean, unless you're lost or a truck driver, you don't come by here.
Riverside was designated a National Historic District in 1994 for its significance to Colorado's pioneer history, and the Fairmount Heritage Foundation is operating the site as an educational center with programs designed to highlight the area's ongoing historical research and environmental preservation.
Are you ready for your
Which brings us back to why there's a group of 20 people who paid $15 to tour Riverside in the dark. Beverly Gravinsky is another volunteer tour guide.
Have you ever heard of the word tapophile? It means lover of cemeteries. I guess I'm a tapophile.
Gravinsky, wearing an orange witch's hat, has an animated way of telling the history of Riverside. It's infectious, especially when she's explaining one of the many mysterious gravestones.
We've got our beloved mother, born August 7th, 1827, died May 22nd, 1889. It's huge. It's expensive. There's nobody in it. There's no record of this plot being sold. They don't know how this got here, why there's nobody in it. This, what they thought was Mary Elitch was quite the prankster, and she had a ostrich. And it is believed the ostrich's name was Holden, and that she came out and put her ostrich inside.
It's stories like that that brought out Denver native Jenna Gilbert and her friends on her birthday.
Of course, we're close to Halloween, but also the historical preservation of cemeteries, and especially this part of town. I think it's important.
As we head back to the chapel, tour guide Raymond Thal is quick to point out, well, there's a lot of history at Riverside. There's also a few spooky stories as well.
And the guy that works here and has worked here for over 30 years, he's got many tales of hearing things, the baby cries on the ice right here. Oftentimes people will see a woman in a white dress, which... Again, I think probably every cemetery in the country has a woman in a white dress.
For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.